Christian Vodge for Harvey Norman,
Port Macquarie. Hit FM. Married at First Sight, of course. The juggernaut rolls on, Christy. And this morning we've got Connie with us on the line. Connie, good morning to you.
Good morning. How are you?
Hello. We're very well, thank you. I'm surprised you're not giggling right now because that's one of my favourite things about you, watching you. You've got this constant nervous giggle.
I do. I am such a giggler. I'm just always laughing at everything.
And how have you been? Obviously, you waited a little while for the kiss. Last night we saw the kiss since the wedding. I mean, that's a long time between drinks.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we really, really took our time with the kiss. Hey, I think we were both a little bit timid and still trying to work each other out. Like, the chemistry was there, but we really took our time with it.
I see. I thought I saw him going in for it a couple of times. Now I see a turn of the head, and I'm like, oh,
yeah, that
she's not keen. Yes. Not keen.
Well, your tension in the pool.
Yeah, in the pool, you could see there was something, like there was chemistry, and you could see we kind of both wanted it, but we just weren't sure. Like...
Oh dear. Well, I mean, your mum wasn't sure on him. Your mum was not sure on him until he'd done his speech.
Oh, absolutely. Mum wasn't sure on the whole thing. Absolutely. And, you know, until he did his speech and, you know, she got to know him, it really softened her up a bit. And, yeah, she got a lot more of a positive vibe on it all.
Do you think it's because she hated the show from the get-go?
Yeah, well, it's like she even explained when I did the reveal to her. She has seen, you know, especially after what happened last season, and she's seen certain things that get aired and, you like, mental health issues that happen to a lot of the people.
Yeah.
And she just didn't want her daughter associated with that. She was just being a very concerned and protective mother.
Yeah.
And only a good mother would be.
Well, what's her take on it now? Does she like the show?
Oh, she's not going to watch it. She's never going to be a fan.
She's not even going to watch her own scenes.
She doesn't want to. And you know what? It's totally fine. She doesn't have to.
You haven't been as controversial as some of the others, which is quite nice. We like a little bit of normality. However, the tabloids, they do their thing. And when there's not a story, sometimes they create a story, don't they?
Yeah, they do. They like to do that.
Well, see, when I hear of an introverted, you know, marine biologist, a very smart young lady, very pretty, and then they say, this is the headline, I want to read this to you, Connie Craden lied on maths, or did the show change her? So it's like they've started the headline and then they've pussied out of it a little bit and gone, hang on, or did the show change her? That'll get us, that's all right, surely.
Absolutely, yeah. There has been, I've been copping a lot of backlash lately. People are calling me, telling me I'm a fake or a fraud. And, you know, I do have a shy, introverted personality. But I never claimed to live in a cave my whole life. You know, over the years, people are looking at photos of me from 6 years ago and they're not understanding. And what I do explain, I actually do explain it in my audition and in my backstory, that I did once upon a time used to be a lot more outgoing and have a more social life and was a lot more confident. But over the years, especially while I was traveling and when I did come home to Australia, when I really started to develop really low self-esteem, and that's when I did start becoming a lot more introverted. A lot of people go through that in life. You just, you know, you do go through different phases in life. And I'm, you know, when I first started maths, I was in my introverted phase. And, they first thing they do is they go straight onto your social media and then they create another, like, assumption about you, and they're just like, wait, what we're seeing on the screen and what we're seeing on the phone, it doesn't match. And I'm just like, oh
yeah. Well, you were blossoming in the show, and what was it about Jonathan that obviously brought your confidence out?
He really does. He is such a confident, outgoing person, and it started to really reflect onto me.
Well, look, there's one other thing we want to bring up about Jonathan, apart from the man bun. I've been told we're going to leave the man bun alone because I can't rag on the man bun. But I will say there was rumours of a cheating scandal after the dinner party, and the rumours circulated around him because the promo that aired before the show had him and Kathy in it.
Yes. So that I was actually watching them film that scene. So for the promo, that promo came out when we were still actually filming, and the reason they do it is to not create spoilers.
So you don't figure out who's with who.
Yeah, that's what they do. That's what they do. They don't want to create spoilers, so they mismatch everyone. And
I'm so happy about that. Does that mean he's a nice bloke forever then? Come on, please. I don't care. It doesn't matter if you're not together or not. I just want to know, is he a nice guy really?
He's a great guy.
Okay, good.
That's good.
Because if he does anything bad throughout this season, you know, like the rest of the country, we'll be, like, not happy with him.
Yeah, I have heard that. I've heard a lot of people saying, we must test Connie.
Exactly, yeah.
Now, Connie, you said that Johnny wants to find love. Did he find love?
Oh, you're just going to have to wait and see.
Oh, come on, don't be like that. Come on now.
There was a little bit of hesitance there.
Yeah. Now, there is another one. There was, who was it? I'm trying to think who it was. I think it was Tina Arena or someone. They put an update up on Twitter.
Yeah, Tina Arena made a little comment towards me, this really beautiful comment after my promo came out, which was just so overwhelming to receive such beautiful words from someone so talented and gorgeous as herself, which was so nice. But not even Tina Arena, though. Like, the amount of people just from the general public who are reaching out to me and messaging me is just so, so overwhelming.
Right. Well, I mean, that's a good thing. If it's all positive, that's a good thing.
Yeah, well, in comparison to the others.
All positive. Like, you get a little bit of negative, but that's always, that's inevitable, isn't it? Like, that's just how it is. But 95% of it is just positive, and it's just, it's so beautiful.
Yeah, well, the dinner party's coming up tonight. We've got to ask you a couple of things about that before we let you go. First off, who is the most nauseating person at the table?
I don't even know.
Oh, come on now. We know that we've had contestants come on before and or newlyweds, we'll call them newlyweds, and they've straight out said that Tash gets loose. We've heard that Michael gets a bit angry and grumpy. We've heard there's all sorts of cheating scandals and whoever else. Who should we be watching?
Yes, so I think there's some great personalities, hey, there's some big ones, but I think tonight, definitely keep an eye out on Yvonne.
Well, he did tell us. He said he does open his mouth quite a lot, but I don't think he's gonna. I don't think he's gonna cheat on Alex. I think they're pretty well, like, you know, they're into each other.
Yeah, they're so into each other.
All right. Well, there we go. Did Tash get flirty with you, by the way, at the table? Because she got a little bit flirty with everyone. Apparently,
she kind of wandered around.
Tash just gets along so well with everyone. She's just such a kind girl and she really feeds off people's energy. And, you know, she is just such an, and she's just a very affectionate and just very lovely person. And I don't think, I wouldn't call it flirty, but she's definitely just a very kind girl.
Oh, well, there you go. You've got nice things to say about everyone you do. The rumours were true.
I
feel like it's a first for maths.
If they were going to knight you or whatever, you'd be Connie the Genuine. Connie the Genuine, you would be. Hey, look, thank you so much for joining us so early this morning.
Oh, my absolute pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.